Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And just as you're seated, I just want to ask this question. Why weren't the disciples called Christians first in Jerusalem? That's where the Holy Ghost fell. Why weren't they called Christians until Antioch? You may be seated. Now, when we give, we are blessed because of our giving. Now, we Pentecostals, we like to pride ourselves in being a Bible-based, Bible-practicing people. His last command should be our first response. Now, Jesus made the statement, "Go ye into all of the world." And he did it in several verses. Matthew 24 and 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Matthew 28, 19. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Mark 16 and 15. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Luke 24, 47. "And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem," but not stopping at Jerusalem. That's the problem the early church had in the beginning. Now, in Acts 1 and 8, it states this, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Now, this is his plan A, and there is no plan B. Now, both means home and abroad. To fulfill the commission that the Lord gave to the church, you must have a plan. Follow me. You must have a plan. The United Pentecostal Church has a plan that has worked successfully for many, many years, and it works. And that is the Faith Promise Plan. Now, this is a beautiful brochure that this church has prepared. This gives you the information about Faith Promise, how it works, and the results. Now, what is Faith Promise? Faith Promise is where each of us as individuals, we ask the Lord for his direction in our giving. And that's the key. Now, don't just grab a figure out of the air, but you ask the Lord. Now, I used to make the statement that the Lord will speak and let you know. Well, I think what he does, he just impresses you. There's an amount that just rolls over and over and over in your mind. And you might try to get rid of that. No. The answer is obey that number. I've had people tell me, "Well, Brother Lehman, you were right when you said that first amount is from God. The second amount is we're trying to talk God out of it." Now, that's usually what happens in many cases. But Faith Promise is you asking the Lord for direction. Now, it works when you ask for direction as to how much he would like to channel through you to commit each month to support the missionary cause. Now, we Pentecostals like to pride ourselves in being a Bible-based, Bible-practicing people. And so his last command should be our first response. Now, as I said, both means home and abroad. Now, Jerusalem had a going thing locally. I want you to follow me here. Jerusalem had a revival going locally. They were evangelistic in spirit, going house to house witnessing. And it still works that same way today. I recall when I was pastoring in Ohio, we had Saturday morning, many would go out and knock door to door and go to various places. In fact, we had buses, and we would take the buses out on Saturday just to make sure we could get a full bus for Sunday. And one of the men was just about a half a block from the church. He knocked on a lady's door that morning, and she came to the door. And when he told her why he was there, she opened the door and brought him in. And then she related this testimony to him. She said, earlier this morning, she said, I was watching a religious broadcast. And she said, as I was watching, she said, I just looked at that TV and said, God, send me someone today with truth. She didn't feel like she was getting truth on that program. And she said, in a matter of minutes, there was a knock at the door. And she went to the door, and here was the man from our church. And she just related to him about her hunger for God. We were just starting a tent meeting at that time on the fairgrounds. And so she was invited out to the tent meeting. And the very first night she went to that tent meeting, God baptized her with the Holy Ghost. Well, she had her need met. She was saying, God, send somebody to my door with truth. And I'm sure throughout the entire Atlanta area, there are so many are saying, God, send somebody here that can help me. That's exactly what this world is crying for. And so when we look at what the early church did, they were evangelistic in spirit and they were sound in doctrine. Now in Acts 5 and 28, notice what it says. Did not we, and this is what the